I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, it's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 91 degrees, mostly cloudy in Salt Lake. KSL's top story, don't burn down the state. It's the continuing message from state leaders this summer. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports it was needed again today because the fireworks go on sale tomorrow.
100% of the state is in drought, and with sales of fireworks starting tomorrow, the governor wants to remind you they're not legal to use until July 2nd. And even then, he says maybe consider skipping them this year. City leaders and fire departments also joined the governor to urge people to attend the public fireworks shows. Just about every city in Utah has some sort of firework restriction.
In Salt Lake City, those restrictions are in large swaths along the east and west sides, and also include areas along the Jordan River. Utah County is setting aside $50 million of COVID stimulus money for water projects.
The Utah County Commission selected 10 projects from its Water Project Award program to fund. Janola is getting the least amount of money, $143,000, to purchase a well monitoring computer software program, while Provo is getting the bulk of the funds, $14 million, to build an aquifer storage system and water treatment plant. Utah County received a total of $126 million from the American Rescue Plan, but it must be spent by 2025. That gives the county another couple years to allocate the remaining $76 million. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
People who live in Salt Lake City can figure out where local air pollution is coming from and where it's going. KSL News Radio's Andrew Gordon with details.
A unique pollution tracking tool called Air Tracker is now available online. It uses public data to determine the quantity and source of PM2.5, which are fine particle pollutants in the air. It took a year to develop the program, led by University of Utah Professor John Lynn. Professor Lynn stated that the real benefit of the tool is its use of wind data to understand the movement of pollution.
Two other cities using this air tracker tool are Houston and Pittsburgh. The Biden administration is proposing a change to Title IX. The update to the gender equality law would extend protections to include discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. The proposal is sure to spark a new battle over the legal rights of transgender students in schools, especially in sports. Today's Supreme Court ruling on concealed weapons is not sitting well with the president. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the High Court's ruling is a victory for gun rights advocates. The justices struck down a century-old New York state law limiting the right to carry a concealed firearm. President Biden disagrees with the action.
It's a bad decision. I think it's not reasoned accurately, but I'm disappointed.
The president saying the nation must do more, not less, to protect people. In developing news this half hour, the U.S. Senate is voting as we speak on a bipartisan gun reform package. This is a final vote on the bill. We will bring you the outcome as soon as we have it. The White House COVID Task Force says most Americans are now less hesitant to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says 90% of Americans have now had at least one shot, and the vaccine has proven to be safe for kids.
Tens of millions of children in the U.S. and around the world have already been vaccinated against COVID. And the safety profile of these vaccines is extraordinary.
He says despite that, he continues to battle the misinformation campaign. The company that made e-cigarettes popular can no longer sell its products in the U.S. The FDA today ordering Juul to stop selling its products over safety concerns. Federal regulators say there is conflicting data about their safety and potentially harmful chemicals that users could be ingesting. The company disagrees with the findings and says it's exploring its options. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Lung specialists in Utah say the FDA banning Juul products will protect kids and teens. The ban came today, and Dr. Sean Callahan is a pulmonologist at the University of Utah.
Juul was the main driver for young people getting into vaping, in the mid-2010s. I think Juul came about in 2015 or so.
He says Juul did that with colored cartridges and flavors that would appeal to teens. He doesn't think this change is going to stop kids from vaping, though.
I think it's incredibly reasonable to think that people are going to move to other brands. That's completely reasonable.
Callahan says that teens may be at higher risk for becoming addicted because their brains are still growing. A Florida judge says he'll make his final decision in the civil lawsuit filed by Gabby Petito's parents against the family of Brian Laundrie. We talked with Greg Skordas, a Utah attorney, who told David Dujanovic that if the judge doesn't dismiss this case, he thinks it should be heard in front of a jury.
I think a judge would look at this as a strictly factual sort of legal inquiry, and where a jury would look at it in terms of the pain and suffering that these parents went through.
Gabby Petito was found dead last fall, the only person of interest in her murder, her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Skordas says Petito's family is only looking for financial compensation in this case. KSL News Time 6:36. Quick check on the traffic. Ricky, what are you seeing?
I'm looking at a live shot of this crash with possible injuries northbound I-15 prior to 24th Street in Ogden. The right lane is blocked, and that's what's causing your backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.